crap.
We came, we saw,
it ain't come again.
We kicked its ass.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Did you ever eat cane chips as a kid?
Just when you hoped they was gone for good.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Hear them retards come again. Speaking of which, from sonofcheese.com, hear Derek Knight.
You fat, bloody idiot.
And from fizzlingpop.com,
I'm a smooth pimp.
Here come Colin Burke.
Let's help him use my black man, sir. What?
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. As always, thanks for joining us after our week sabbatical. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, is Colin Burton from fizzlingpop.com.
Hello, peep.
Hello, peep.
Hello, peep.
We just have one peep?
Well, don't we? We have listeners.
We have listeners. Yep. That's right. I guess you can't say hello to any more than one at any given time. But kids, the holidays are on their way, and whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or the old standby Christmas, Thanksgiving is past, so the only thing left to do is just roll like a giant ball of wax, gathering other wax toward the end of the year, and right straight through those holidays I mentioned already, and into New Year's Eve, and then just into the new year like a giant big fat ball of wax that has been eating since Halloween. How do you feel by now, Colin?
Actually, I have eaten less this year than I have in many years past. I really have.
Well, like all told, you've been weighing your food from, and you've got like a logbook from like 1985 on out?
Fucking A.
So, okay, so you've eaten slightly less this year than normal. How'd you manage that?
Slightly. I don't know. I just haven't been in the mood for snacking, so I don't snack, and I haven't had the temptations of things like fudge around. So.
Maybe you've got a giant tumor taking up all the space in your belly.
Maybe I do. That would explain a lot.
I'll tell you what, from despite even my best of even having the best of intentions, every year, no matter what I tell myself I'm not or am going to do, from Halloween on until the end of the year, I eat like a big, stupid, brainless pig. And as fat as I am on a regular basis, this is the time of year where I really, really hate myself because I am just so uncomfortably fat.
Yeah.
You have nothing to say. Nothing witty to come back with?
Not really. I'm uncomfortably fat, too. And
this is the Uncomfortably Fat Show.
It is. Between us, we're like three people, at least.
Oh, please, five.
Five?
Oh, wow. I know. I count for 2.5 on my own, so.
You're not that fat.
Well, I feel it.
Yeah, I do know that.
And not only do I feel, I'll tell you what, oftentimes the worst, I've striven. How do you say, striven. But over, since I started playing hockey roughly about 12 years ago, I have really worked hard to get comfortable in the position of goaltender. And 8 years ago, I bought brand new pads from Top Down, a helmet, skates, everything. And the only item that I have not replaced recently would be, did you get like a Skype thing just happen?
No, I got a dog thing that happened.
I have slowly replaced all of the equipment up, with the exception of the skates, which I've replaced the insoles in. But once, kids, if you've ever skated, you know that once you break in a pair of skates, you might as well die in those skates because it's impossible to break in skates without severe foot pain. So I finally replaced the big ticket item, which are the goalie pads, and that cost me about $800. And so instead of buying a firearm and the Xbox 360, so Colin and I would have stuff to talk about. I know I talked about this on an earlier podcast. I did buy the
selfish
goalie
prick.
Pads. What's that?
Selfish prick.
I know. I am a complete selfish prick. A big fat selfish prick, as a matter of fact. But I recently played a game with them. I had played a pickup game with them to get used to them. And in years past, I had always gotten 34-inch leg pads. And they have seemed to do me well. Well, there is kind of a new standard in goalie pads. It's the length plus. And these pads are 34 plus 2. Well, I'm not that good at math, but even I know that means 36. Well, reading up on it, there's like this angle slope, and the 2 is supposed to come at a peak on the one end so that they close the 5-hole easier. But I'll tell you what right now, they're 36-inch pads, and when you're used to 34-inch pads, 36-inch pads make it really hard to skate and also make it really hard for you to not look retarded when you're playing in goal. And so my first excursion with these pads happened last Sunday at a pickup game at Colorado College at the Honan Ice Rink. And I'll tell you what, I had to actually leave early because I was struggling to do anything right. And because I was struggling to even stay up on my skates, my back started to hurt. And it was just the most uncomfortable I had ever been playing hockey since perhaps my first time ever on the ice. And there's nothing more depressing than thinking, did I just waste $800 on something that I can't use? And of course, last week on Thursday, I had a game, an actual game with the team that is pretty good and expect to win with these brand new pads. And I made sure that I stretched really, really well before the game so that I didn't have the back problems as much. And I just really fought through all the awkwardness and tried to stay square and tried to stay, you know, not retarded, I guess, is just as simple as I can put it. And the thing about these pads are, my old pads, 8 years old, so they're heavier. The new pads are much lighter, and they're much slippery. They're
much more slippery.
Much more slippery. You know, one time I was at a game watching my wife play, and an old lady turned around in front of me after somebody fell. She's all, boy, that ice is pretty slippery today. And I was like, yeah, it's always slippery. It's ice. These pads are like wearing two Teflon skillets. It's amazing how, whereas my old pads would kind of fall to the ice and they'd kind of stick. And now these, I go to the ice and seriously, whatever direction I was headed, whether it be down into the left or forward, I keep going in that direction until something other than, you know, it's like being in space until acted upon by an outside force. I'm just going to keep going. A couple times it worked against me, but a couple times it worked in my favor where I was coming like right to left and made a really nice glove save sliding across. It's like, well, I'll chalk that one up to the pads. And then, you know, you give up 4 goals. It's like, did that even out? I don't think it did. But I should get easier as time wears on. But with that said, and I know I'm really nailing you off the top of, you know, with no preparation, but can you think of perhaps maybe like a purchase that you made that you almost instantly thought you would regret, and it was such a significant purchase that you were like, how am I ever going to recover from this?
Well, not how am I ever going to recover, but yeah, the trench coat I just got, I was really worried about.
Yeah, because Colin isn't satisfied just being a giant leprechaun. He wants to be a giant intimidating leprechaun, and so he got himself a long leather duster, a black leather trench coat. So let's actually start from the beginning on that. What was your motivation for getting a black leather trench coat?
I like them. I've always liked trench coats. I used to have a trench coat, not a leather one. It was
when you want to go out naked, it conceals your nakedness until you're ready to reveal it to passersby.
Exactly. So I just like it. I've always liked trench coats.
Like the look of a trench coat. See, you know, and actually, I like the look of a trench coat too.
Yeah, I don't know how I look in a trench coat. But,
actually, you know what? It makes you look tall.
Does it? You should see Justin in it.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said that your son, who is nothing if not just a behemoth, said it makes him look pretty intimidating.
Taller than me, yeah. So, he's saving to get one of his own. Mm. So
why did you regret the purchase?
Just because it was $150 at the time when I wasn't sure I would have enough money for Christmas. It was kind of a really stupid, selfish thing.
Selfish prick?
Yeah, I know. I was a selfish. God, I'm lucky things worked out. But
lucky you got those.
Basically,
woot checks.
Needed a coat. I needed a real coat. The I got by last year with that British.
Well, yeah, that stupid $8 thing from Stephen Barry's.
Yeah, but it gets cold.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah,
it's not that
barely lined, and it's pleather. It's the polyester leather, which frankly doesn't do much for insulating you.
No.
I know. I've got a coat just like that.
Yeah, and when I put on the trench coat, it's warm all the way down to your almost to your ankles. It's nice. It cuts, the wind doesn't cut through it. It's really good. So,
so there you go. I guess yeah, you plan on spending a lot of time outside from here on out.
Not really. Just when I do have to go, I will be warm.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the bad weather.
Yeah, I really was thinking I might have to return it for like for 3 days after I got it. I was thinking of it every day. I was like, oh, I should take that back.
But you didn't, obviously.
No, I didn't.
Because I saw you wearing it. Not, you weren't wearing it today, though, were you?
No, today was warm.
Today you were wearing the stupid British jacket. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was warm outside.
Yeah, and it was. It was actually a beautiful day. It was like 60 degrees, but the bad weather has been here. And this time of year, anytime we get nice weather like that, you know that it's a warm front being pushed by a cold front, and the shitty weather will get here eventually.
Yeah, so. And when it does, I have a coat.
There you go. You've got a coat, and you'll be warm. I've actually got several coats now. In fact, because last year my wife bought me, was it last year or the year before? She bought me the heaviest coat I believe I have ever owned. It's kind of, it's a dual action coat, if you will. It's got a big red outer shell, which all on its own is quite cozy. And then it's got an inner jacket, which is reversible, which you can wear it the fleece side out or the fleece side in if you're extremely cold. And then you can add this jacket to the inside of the shell to make it seriously like 20 pounds of, I mean, not just insulating, it's like an oven inside that coat if you've got all the pieces together, and it, which is nice if you want to go outside in freezing weather, but just try to, you know, I can wear the inner shell, the black one, when it gets cool, but man, when it gets cold, that thing's nice to have. It is nice to have a nice coat.
Yeah.
Though we should think of those less fortunate than us who don't even have coats.
I know.
Okay, I thought of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
Yeah. That would suck.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you've been blogging.
Kinda.
Your long-forgotten blog space on the interweb, you went and cleared out some cobwebs, and you actually posted something that, in my opinion, is not only just worth a damn, but pretty fucking funny.
Well, good. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. I wasn't too sure myself. But
I did, and in fact,
I haven't done it in so long.
Well, you know. But in fact, I thought it was so funny that we're going to have ourselves a dramatic reading of it. So if you would, please to log on to your, this is on your Vox blog, correct?
Yeah, it's on my Vox blog.
Why don't you tell the kids what the address is so, hey, they could read along.
Okay, it is no www. It's just none of that, okay?
It's Fizzle, HTTP?
Yeah, you got that. http://. Fizzle, F-I-Z-Z-L-E, and A-N-D, pop, P-O-P, dot V-O-X dot com.
And this Vox is nice, apparently, because it has yet to be blocked at through our work, whereas the blogger still forbidden fruits. We cannot access our blogger pages, but, well, actually, and I probably shouldn't have mentioned that. Now, Vox might be blocked.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So enjoy it while you can.
At least, as far as I know, there's nobody at work making people angry at Vox. So maybe it'll be okay.
Yet.
Maybe we'll be all right.
Yet.
So, yeah.
So I'm gonna start out, and then I'm going to let you read the angry parts. Because
I was going to say, if you wanted to do this, are you going to like insert a little bit of the tune so people know exactly what song we're talking about?
I will do my best to sing it from memory based on the lyrics provided.
Ugh.
I have not paid my ASCAP nor my BMI fees, and
you don't need to play a snippet of a song.
Oh, but you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
It could be.
You're the one that sent me the thing that said I did.
Don't believe that. Don't believe things I sent you.
Anyway, let me give the intro to this. Whilst you get your dulcet tones ready to make fun of a 1970s song. So there's some drivel, 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 and then this is on to something else. And this is, of course, Colin's words. I'm listening to the Have a Nice Decade 70s music collection during my drive to and from work. I've noticed that I'm not that fond of most of the early tracks. Then the songs get better for a while. Then, not so much. Right now, because it was the last song playing when I got out of my car, I have You Seen Her by the Shy Lights going through my head. It has to be one of the stupidest songs to come out of the 70s. It's a brainworm of a song. The tune burrows into your mind, and the lyrics that come with it are crap. And I like how you didn't separate MC and Hammer, and you put, as McHammer says, let's break it down. Now, the lyrics that Colin has contentions with are broken down into little snippets. I will read the lyrics, and then I'll allow Colin to rant about them in his own special way. Here are the first lyrics from the Shy Lights classic, Have You Seen Her? 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park.
Happy people don't walk, go to movies, or possibly to the park. If you find yourself doing any of those three things, think, am I happy as a lark? If the answer is yes, you're just fooling yourself.
And have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. Huh! You know, tomorrow is their future, but to me, just another day.
Have you ever considered sitting at a different bench and not watching the children play? For one thing, it's a bit creepy. Also, tomorrow is still your future, too. We have past, present, and future, not past, present, future, and just another day.
They all gather round me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain.
They probably know your name because you're still wearing your Arby's name tag. I don't know what to say about a guy that seeks out children to ease his pain, other than keep an eye on that guy. Shouldn't the laughter be after the jokes? Have you ever been in a park and had children spontaneously gather around you and not think you're about to be mugged?
I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today, again, I lied.
People have been saying Jesus will be back for centuries now. Are they lying or are they just hopeful? For hiding from memories, I think you aren't trying hard enough. What have you done so far? Walking, movies, and maybe the park where you sit and worry random parents. If anything, that's too much time to think and remember. You need to step it up. Hard alcohol, harder drugs, or eat a bullet.
I like that line. I just like that line. Eat a bullet.
One of those should help you hide from the memories. Just please stop singing.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Last week, I saw her picking up guys on South Nevada Avenue. She was looking pretty ragged. I guess if you're going to charge $5 for a blowjob on a busy street like that, you have to expect to work hard.
Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Have you seen her?
At first, I wasn't sure it was really her, so I moved closer to get a better look. She turned to me and said, how about a Hummer, stud? I couldn't forget that voice. Of course, it was a bit raspy with a hint of semen, but it was her all right.
Why, oh why, did she have to leave and go away? Oh, yeah.
I asked her that very thing. Why did you have to leave and go away? She said that it was because you were a whiny bitch. I realize that's a hard thing to hear from a $5 whore, but there you go. At least now you know and can stop crooning about it.
Oh, 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 I've been used to having someone to lean on, and I'm lost. Baby, I'm lost. Oh.
Oh? Do you have $5? No? Oh.
Oh, she left her kiss upon my lips, but left that break within my heart. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
I have to tell you, I've seen where her lips have been. If all you got from her is a broken heart, you are damn lucky. Still, you might want to go get checked out. That sore on your mouth might just be the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I see her hand reaching out to me. Only she can set me free. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
When her hand reached for me, it went for my crotch. She certainly wanted to set me free. It was positively terrifying. She really needed that $5. I quickly backed off and told her that I was just making sure it was really her because you won't stop asking me if I've seen her, and I just want you to shut the hell up about her. She said to tell you that if you came by, she won't give you a blowjob, but she'll openly mock you for being a walk-taking, movie-going, park-bench-sitting, whiny bitch. Then she laughed. A lot. Until her pimp Julio came up and told me if I wasn't buying, then I needed to fuck off or he would cut me. So off I fucked. I haven't seen her since. Stop asking.
As another day comes to an end, I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send.
Even a sorry I gave you AIDS sympathy card, something.
With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And then you clapped.
Repeat to fade. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
no, shut up. Fade.
And, of course, Colin gives the caveat that any error in the lyrics aren't his fault. Blame one of those many thousands of internet lyric pages which are fraught with errors. And he also thought that writing all that would free him from the song, but it didn't. And how are you feeling now about the Shy Lights?
I thought it was Chi Lights, which is kind of funny, but...
Well, they're from Chicago.
Oh.
Hence the name the Shy Lights, because Chicago is known as Shy Town.
Right.
You learn something new every day on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Yeah. Whether, you know, it's Colin writes stories about $5 whores or the fact that the Shy Lights were called the Shy Lights.
I also found out that Heather likes this song, so...
You know, she's a big fan of some very odd stuff, including 70s soul, which really just makes me feel ill. You know how, like, music can give you, like, that clenched jaw, want to vomit feeling?
No.
Air Supply, Carlos Santana, and most 70s soul. That does it to me.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
So my apologies to Heather, but, yeah, this song really got to me. It really...
Ugh. Just not good, huh?
No, and now it's going through my head again, and it's your fault. Thanks.
Hey, well, you're the one that wrote it. I mean, I figured you'd want to share it with our listener.
Nah, I could have done without. They probably could have, too. Or he, or she, whatever.
He or she. We don't know. That's the big mystery. God, it could be anybody.
It could be.
Duh. Anybody and nobody. Like the wind, here, there, and nowhere at the same time. Like a ninja.
Yeah.
Listener is a ninja.
We are number one with Ninja.
That's right. We should make shirts. Say, we are major fucking stars. Number one with Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to, I mean, you can't escape it. I'm sure you've seen, I mean, you know, considering the industry that you and I work in, the advertising, I've been paying close attention to the GM red tag sale commercials that are everywhere because, of course, GM owns just about every make and model that are sold in the U.S.
Right.
And I really kind of half skim listen when I'm listening to a commercial anyway, but every now and then I'll pay close attention and then I'll just laugh because I realize that I heard something that I didn't hear. And one of the red tag sales ads starts out with, "It's that time of year again." And all I could think of was, "It's that time of month again and PMS Motors is pissed." It's the red rag sale. Don't you even think you're getting an interest rate? A good deal? Fuck you. Why do you always want shit?
Are you saying I'm fat?
What are you calling me, fat? Fuck you. It's the worst time of year to buy at PMS Motors. It's the red rag sale.
God.
That's horrible.
It is.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying anything like that.
I bet you are. I'd probably get in trouble for saying anything along with you.
You laughed. So
I'm done.
You laughed. You're in trouble, man. You're part of the collective. Guilt by association.
Apparently.
And unfortunately, I was laughing during a meeting because I was listening to it and thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, please nobody ask me what I'm smiling about. Because I can't lie. I'd be like... I couldn't lie fast enough. I'd be like, somebody farted, I think, over there. You farted. I'm smiling because it's disgusting. I can't smell anything. That's what's so funny.
Yeah. Well, now it's out in the open.
That's right. What's wrong with you? What do you not eat?
What?
I was continuing the theme. Sorry sorry for switching gears so fast. You didn't see it coming.
I know. What the hell? No, I'm having that Doppler thing again, so I'm having to really concentrate to.
God knows that's not your strong suit, right?
No, it isn't.
Focus, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what big toys are you going to buy for your kids this year?
Well, seeing as one kid is nearby, I'm not saying a damn thing.
Lie! Say she's getting a pony that bites.
Yeah.
Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah, I've seen that. Actually, I just saw that the other day. Yeah.
That's actually funny because the pony looks completely evil.
Yeah.
Chewing on the doghouse.
Boy, you're easy to amuse today.
I'm jovial. You know why? It's because I'm fat. The fatter I get, the more jovial I become.
The closer Mike, Christmas gets, huh?
Mike Santa fucking Claus here.
Yeah. So are you going to keep calling Santa Satan after your son's born?
You know, I'm going to have to find that happy medium between maintaining my integrity and kowtowing to the needs of a small child. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I really don't. Because,
look into his eyes and think, do I want to destroy you? That's what you're gonna
or
do.
do I want to destroy all the other kids at school?
Do that.
Yeah. There was, in fact, years ago when I worked at the radio station, back before I was given the Sunday morning show on KVOR that I held down for a couple of years after Chuck Baker had gone away, there was this guy named Al Carias, and he was a mobile DJ, and he wasn't good, but because he had a large selection of music, Chuck Baker would let him fill in for him if he were taking a day off of that Sunday show. And he did one of these fill-in jobs right around Christmas, and about halfway through the show, he said, and you know, kids, Santa's not real. Well, that was the last time he ever did anything live on that radio station. Seriously, the management was just so shocked that he would say anything like that. They're like, you never say that on the radio. I was thinking, oh, shit, I'm glad I know now.
Yeah.
I would have done the same thing.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So word to the wise, if you ever want to hold down a gig in radio, don't go on and say, hey, kid, Santa's not real.
Yeah. Sorry, you had to go.
Sorry we're keeping you up so late there, Colin.
I'm tired, man. I don't know why.
So how was dinner?
It was good.
Yeah. See, for those of you not in the know, on Tuesdays, Colin sometimes goes down to where, my sister, his girlfriend, works, and they have dinner together. So where'd you have the dinners?
We had the dinners at Fazoli's. But an interesting thing, sort of a side story, we had a run-in with the security guard there.
How do you have a run-in with the rent-a-cop at Fazoli's?
Not Fazoli's, at where she works.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they should have security there.
Yeah, they should, but the deal was, okay, Justin and Jordan, when they get out of the car, will sometimes race to the door, right?
Right.
He had a head start on her, so she gave up. So it was just him running along, you know.
A big, giant, lumbering.
Yeah, and this was blocked by the bushes, so I couldn't see it. But apparently, security guard asked him who he was, and he slowed down, and he said, I'm with them. And he turned, and the security guard said it looked like he was turning away from him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we had to sign in. And I explained we were there to visit Heather, and he says, I know Heather. You still have to sign in. You have to sign in over here at the security desk. And I've been going to dinner with her for 3 years and never had to sign in.
Well,
and I told him that. It was just a big mess, big clash of personality, because I knew I wasn't up to no good.
And so, by God, you weren't going to back down, even though, you know.
I walked with him, but you could I don't hide my emotions too well.
No, you don't. That's probably your largest flaw is your inability to appear calm when the situation dictates it.
Right. Well, apparently I still have that flaw.
Irk the security guard?
Yeah, I irked him. And I mean, I understand where he's coming from. Justin is huge for his age, and he was also wearing his one of his video game shirts that happens to have a skull on it, you know, that type of thing.
Well, by God.
And he looks suspicious, but I mean...
Well, yeah, he looks suspicious, but he can't help that.
Right, and who is going to bring their little daughter to, you know, whatever evil he thought I might be up to?
She could be a drug mule. I'm just devil's advocate here.
Anyway.
So it's not
like I could get into the building. That's one of the things he kept asking me is, how do you get past the security lock on the door? Well, the doors that I go through to get to the phone don't have a security lock on them. It's the doors after that that do, and I never cross them. I have never been past those doors. And I was telling him that, and he didn't want to listen. It basically it was basically like I was challenging his authority, and he was damned if that was going to happen.
I will give you
exerted it even more.
I will give you a hint about dealing with security guards. Now, this might be something you're fully aware of. It might not be, but it will save you at least some consternation in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Every rent-a-cop in the world either A, wishes they were a cop, or wishes they were still a cop.
Right.
Yeah, and they're bitter about it. And so any chance they have to wield their power, boy, they're going to do it. And the best way to get out of that situation quickly is just to smile and say, yes, sir. Behind your back, flip him off. In your head, call him a giant prick. But in the moment, just be as nice as you can. And then come on a podcast and call him an asshole.
I wanted to be nice. I did. But the absurdity of the situation was just pissing me off too much, I guess. So,
did you tell him that?
Not exactly. Not in those words.
Yeah.
But I pretty much did say, yeah, this is kind of ridiculous.
One time.
It is ridiculous.
One time, years ago, a friend of mine and I had gone to see a movie at the Citadel Crossing. And we were on our way home going through the parking lot. And there's stop signs in parking lots. And, you know, frankly, I'm of the opinion that if nobody's around in a parking lot, I'm not going to stop at the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend had the same mentality. He goes through the stop sign on his way to the, you know, exit where the light is. And the security guard flags us down. He's on foot, mind you. Flags us down, comes up to the window. He's all, you just ran a stop sign. We're all, yeah, we're in a parking lot. He's all, you know, I could call the police and report this to them, and they'd do something about it. It's like, why don't you? And drove off.
That's they'd like, be pissed at him for calling them about that. They don't have authority in the parking lots for stop for traffic.
It's like, wow. You know, there's somebody who takes his job a little too seriously.
Yeah.
Midnight. The only two cars in the parking lot are ours and his. And he's going to run after us on foot, mind you, because he was like, you know, off pissing on the corner of the building or something because he saw us run a stop sign.
Keep
telling him the ones with the white borders are optional. Doesn't believe me.
Right.
Yep.
Now, when I was rear-ended pulling out of that parking lot when my Kia was new,
mm-hmm.
the cop that came and checked everything out said that they didn't have the authority to ticket people for running stop signs in the parking lot.
Well, no, because it's private property.
Yeah.
A cop can't. I mean, I could put a stop sign in my backyard, but that doesn't mean a goddamn thing. The cops aren't going to, you know, the cops have no authority in my backyard, traffic-wise.
Right.
Now, if I bury a body in my backyard, that's a different story. But, yeah, it's, again, anytime you're dealing with a rent-a-cop, remember two things. They either wish they were a cop or they wish they were still a cop. And, you know, just treat them like they're dynamite about to go off, and you'll be fine.
Right. Well, I didn't.
Okay. Well, you learned your lesson.
Sure.
Yeah. But I mean, at least that's something that later you can, you know, poke fun and laugh at.
Right.
You know, maybe he'll get a job like, oh, I don't know, at Arby's next.
Maybe.
And then you can go and poke fun at him there. I'm just saying, you know, pick your battles.
Pick your
battles.
Yeah.
Wow. Is there anything you wanted to talk about before we wrap this up?
Nah, you'll just interrupt me.
No, I promise I won't. If you have something legitimately, you know, legitimately talky to say, I won't interrupt you.
Well, Trevor's wanting to go into the Navy. He's doing the paperwork and all that.
Tired of being a barista?
Yeah, well, he hates that, and he's getting burnt out on school, so he wants to take a break. And I told him there's better ways to take a break than to go in the military. But
yeah, speaking from experience, you are.
Yeah, I am, but he's. I don't think he's. I mean, you talk about my temperament. in dealing with the authority of a rent-a-cop, nobody can tell Trevor what to do.
Well, except for, you know, the drill sergeant.
Yeah.
He'll learn real quick not to mouth off.
You would think. I certainly hope he does. Otherwise, you know.
Well, he's got that gay little dragon tattoo that'll go over well in the barracks.
Actually, he's got like 8 tattoos now, I think.
Really? How many of them did you draw?
2.
Just 2, huh?
Yeah.
What was the second one? I forget.
Robot.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
A robot.
And he wants me to draw him a third that I'm doing kind of as a Christmas present, Christmas slash birthday, but it's going to be late. So
what's
I haven't started it.
What's it of?
Octopus.
An octopus?
Yeah.
Why?
I imagine it's because he's going in the Navy. I don't know. I don't know why.
Wouldn't you? Okay, well.
I should do a mermaid for him or something. I don't know.
Well, so Trevor's going to be a seaman and you're just, yeah.
I'm just what? And what am I just?
You're just here with us on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Thanks, kids, for joining us. And if you made it this far, I apologize. We'll try to do better next time. I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com.
Take care.
Indeed, next Wednesday, we should be back. I mean, I'm not going to say with all manner of certainty that we will be back, but we should be back with another riveting episode next Wednesday of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. See you then.